The race for mayor of Newark is wide open after current mayor Polly Searer announced last month she would not run for a third term. Among the five candidates is political newcomer Catherine Saferni. I recently met her in a cafe on Main Street to talk about why she's running.
I'm running for mayor because in the 10 years that I've been attending city council, I feel like the communities have become very segregated, and I'd like to see more smart growth and cohesion within the community and university environments.
Saferni has not run for office before.
I think I bring a fresh perspective with a lot of diverse knowledge in terms of many different populations.
She describes herself as an engaged citizen and advocate. She says she participated in a community economic development program at the University of Delaware.
It was 8 hours a day for entire Saturday and Sunday for 15 weeks, I think it was. And I've also done the certification that the city used to offer for citizens. I was in the first group that Councilman Temko did. I've been attending council for 10 years. I've been an advocate, community advocate, advocate for citizen rights, and advocate for citizens' rights, housing rights, and transportation for a long time. I communicate with legislators on a regular basis. I'm not uncomfortable with, you know, looking at best practices in other places and asking questions about them and why don't we do things.
Saferni came to Delaware 15 years ago as a member of the AmeriCorps. She now works with international students at the University of Delaware's English Language Institute.
Newark's economy locally, when it has grown in the direction of being an international economy. The international student population has expanded. And I think that we can revitalize some of our festivals by adding some of that international flavor and reaching out to our international community. I don't know that enough of that has been done. We had the New Newark Night that got canceled. This year, they used to have Battle of the Chefs. It's last year because of low attendance. And I think those events are great, but I think they need to evolve so they don't become stale. And I think those are some things that can be done on the ready, on the quick.
She thinks Newark's influx of international residents through the university offers an opportunity.
I do see the growth in that potential. I do know nationally that's where education is trying to reach out to because of the prediction of shrinking domestic market. And I think it's a great way if we can make international students really comfortable where they feel welcome, then they will be comfortable settling here.
Saferni says she wants to improve the relationship between the city of Newark and UD.
Making the university and the city a much more symbiotic relationship. I've been to some presentations and it feels that both sides, there's a lot of tension and you feel that both sides feel they're parasitic on each other rather than symbiotic.
She thinks more communication and engagement on both sides would help.
Always. People talk about student behavior and student issues. And I think that you can do that at council, but to really do that, you have to have students present at the table as well. And so I think that there needs to be a lot more workshopping and forums in conjunction with the university and mediation.
Saferni says she would also focus on smart growth and planning in Newark, especially around the university.
I've been an advocate for a more diversified Main Street in terms of age and ability, physical ability. We have a lot of elderly people toward East Main Street who have wheelchairs and things. And as Newark has been developing, I feel a lot of those needs are left out of the planning.
She says she doesn't think the current city council is looking far enough into the future.
I think Newark ultimately really needs to be prepared for what education is going to look like since it's in the next 10 to 15 years, because that's what we're building for. And national economists predict something different than what we're building for. We've become a mono portfolio in terms of we are largely only education and student housing are our two main industries right now, whereas we've lost a lot of other industries. and we've lost the Chrysler plant, we've lost Avon, and if the education bubble does burst, as some are predicting, Newark's going to be in a lot of trouble. And so really looking to the future with broader vision, I think, is what's needed.
Also among the candidates for mayor of Newark is longtime city council member Jerry Clifton.
I've served on city council for 19 years, and 9 of those years I served as deputy mayor.
Clifton filed to run for mayor after Sear announced she would not seek re-election.
I would not have run against her, and with her stepping down, that certainly opened the potential of running.
Clifton is a retired Delaware National Guardsman. He thinks his experience sets him apart from his opponents.
This isn't a time for on-the-job training. This is a time that for someone who has real-life experience sitting at the dais, working with staff, working with employees, and not having to learn as you go. And I think that I'm the one candidate that really does bring that forward.
He also points to his philosophy on Newark's government.
I have a great relationship with the other council members. I think that I bring a different way of governing, meaning that I look at council myself as being a facilitator, but all of us being co-equal in the process. I look at governance as far as council is concerned as being a team sport, and the team isn't just the 7 of us at the dais. It's the management employees of the city, and most importantly of any of them, the residents of the city of Newark.
He holds some of the same goals as Saferni.
You know, we need to continue to really improve our relationships with the University of Delaware. We need to send clear messages that are unified messages. If it's something that we want from the university and so forth, and I think likewise they need to send some clear messages to us. But I think that we need to work to a more collaborative environment there as well. There's a lot that the university could do for us that I think they've fell short in some instances, and we need to see where we agree, we need to see where we disagree, and move to a common goal. And I think their goal of having their students in a good, clean, safe city is the same goals that we have for our residents and for the part-time residents, the students. We need to drive to those same end games, and people need to sit in the same room and they need to talk. And all of us, myself and all the other players, need to check their egos at the door and sit down and have a serious conversation of what we need to do.
He's also concerned about optimizing city improvements.
We have the reconstruction of Main Street, and we need to continue to work with DelDOT to lessen the impact on particularly our business community.
But he thinks the most urgent issue facing the city is administrative.
Well, certainly the elephant in the room at this point is selecting the next city manager. That is a really, really important step forward for us. We need to continue to drive forward to the goal line on that, to put somebody in place that's permanent, because there is a trickle-down effect as far as the other positions that are left vacant, that have been open because of, I think there's a little trepidation in filling certain positions because not being permanent, but we still nonetheless need to move forward.
Catherine Cifferni and Jerry Clifton will face three other candidates in the Newark mayoral election on April 9th. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.